Carol Marks, Touch of Gray, at Families USA annual grassroots meeting to discuss how healthcare is going in this country. And I now have the pleasure of talking to Paul Nathanson, Executive Director, National Senior Citizens Law Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Now, I understand that you started the Senior Citizens Law Center.
Yes.
When did you do that, and what gave you the inspiration?
It's a long story, but in 1972, I was living in Los Angeles working for a large private law firm and decided that I really didn't want to keep corporations getting richer and richer. And for various family reasons, just decided that I was interested in aging and then involved with the various poverty programs and got funding from the federal government, OEO. I don't know if how many of your listeners remember the Office of Economic Opportunity, which a good friend of mine, Maggie Kuhn, who founded the Gray Panthers, referred to as the skirmish on poverty rather than the war on poverty, which I thought was a great line because obviously we still have poverty with us. So anyway, that was it, 1972. And I ran it until 1980 and then left to teach in New Mexico at the law school. And one thing led to another, and then 5 years ago I'm back, having retired. And
you see, you loved what you did, yeah. And you know, if we have a passion, it's not work.
Right. No, and I've never thought of it that way. That's exactly right.
So I wanted to talk to you about the need for the Affordable Health Care Act, but I also wanted to talk a little bit about the needs of seniors who can't afford a lawyer and legal aid, because I used to work in the court system.
Oh.
And I saw how difficult it was back in even the 70s and the 80s to find lawyers that would take on their case for legal aid, and funding has gotten so tight now.
Right. Well, one of the things, it's gotten tight, but it's better than it was when we started. And when we first started, legal services lawyers, the OEO legal aid lawyers, were already full and weren't representing many older people. And we were successful in amending the Older Americans Act to create a whole cadre of senior law lawyers who will take cases, who are funded through the area agencies on aging and the state office on aging. But still, obviously, it's not enough, and there are efforts to create pro bono, where you have private firms providing work. It really varies from place to place. Our work tends to be, we don't take clients directly to the law center. We actually support the legal aid offices in their work, and our focus is on the poor. So dealing mostly with entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and SSI, and then working with those programs and their clients to do legislative lobbying, if appropriate, or major class action litigation to support broad groups of the aging population.
So how is Affordable Care Act going to help with some of these problems that you've been addressing all along?
Well, I mean, to be honest, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, provides tremendous benefits to the younger population, the under 65, who are not covered by Medicare. The older population is getting a benefit, not all of which they know about, really. I think the administration didn't do a very good job of educating about what it entailed. The major benefit is to fix the donut hole for prescription drugs, so that is covered now. Individual exams, protective health care exams, are covered now, and so that's mainly the senior focus. I mean, for the younger population, it's a tremendous benefit and increase. And so I guess if you're focused on baby boomers, it's a big benefit in terms of expanding, and certainly the Medicaid expansion is going to do a good deal, depending on which state individuals are in and whether they cover it or not, whether they expand or not.
Now, what are some of the issues involving Social Security that other senior law centers have been involved with?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me say that this crisis supposedly about the funding of Social Security is really illusory.
Nonsense,
right? It doesn't exist. And I also want to say, I mean, that this is a program that is perhaps the most successful program that exists better than private investors do. There's less than a 1% administrative cost. So that what this is really about, there is no crisis in Social Security. What it's really about is that this program has basically stuck in the craw of the right since the New Deal. And so this crisis is being used as a way of sort of doing away with Social Security. It is not in terrible trouble. It can easily be fixed, and that's certainly our pitch. Our by raising the cap, for example, on contributions, on the tax. The other thing that we're focused on really is SSI, which is the Supplemental Security Income Program, which was created in 1972. And has not been improved because it is a poverty program, and we don't care that much about poor people in the country. So that when you're in Congress and you try to improve this program that has, as I say, since 1972, still the same benefits, the same resource limits, the same difficulties in getting eligible for it, it's very difficult to get any benefits.
Well, do you think that they're even trying to reduce what is there?
Sure. I mean, they're certainly trying to do it with Social Security. And I think they're trying to do it with SSI disability programs and some others. So we've been involved, as I say, in litigation, even though I love the Social Security program, and we've had to sue the Social Security Administration, for example, to translate materials for the blind into Braille. They did not want to do that. We had to go to court to sue them to do that.
My goodness.
My overall pitch really is that, you know, you can have a good statute, Social Security benefits, but unless the agency is actually administering it in a way that, in terms of language access, lots of populations don't understand the language. So how do you really reach out? And that's part of the administrative side of things. There are appeals processes that are really terrible.
Take forever.
You're lucky if you get your disability determination in a year and a half or 2 years. So we've worked a lot on that end, trying to make the program work the way it was initially intended. But it's a great, it's a wonderful program. It should not be cut back.
Congress needs to keep their hands out of Social Security
money.
Absolutely. We need somebody from the Great Panthers like Maggie Kuhn to rise up and say, we're not going to take this garbage anymore.
Right. Well, I think I happen to be on the board of the Great Panthers, and I'm on the board of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. It's a long fight. But I think if you go to the public, they basically are very – and this Social Security is a loved program. And this is an illusory fight. Now, there are issues in Medicare. I mean, there's no question that there are issues about financing. But those really relate to the cost of health care. They don't really relate to the Medicare program.
And you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Right. And Attorney Paul Nathanson, Executive Director, National Senior Citizens Law Center, I applaud you and all the great work that you've done over the year for the wonderful idea that you came up with to found this center, which is so needed today. And just keep up the good work, because we need people in this country who care about everybody.
Right.
Exactly. Not just the well-off.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.